the Emerald Coast Classic. LSU, Wake Forest, Penn State, and Oregon State, a team that made it into that crazy run last year, all the way down, Drew, what was it, the Final Four or the Elite Eight? I think they made it into the Final Four, wasn't it, Oregon State last year? I mean, it's either or, but it was an amazing run. But joining us now, Maury Hanks, to talk about it. He's been running this great tournament, and I've had a chance to go down there in Destin, the Emerald Coast Classic. Game times are Friday at 6 and 8:30, and Saturday from 3 and 6 as well. But, Maury, appreciate your time, and thank you for bringing so many great teams to the area.
Well, thank you very much for having me on. I greatly appreciate it.
Talk a little bit about the tournament and a little background on it and how we got this great tournament to the Emerald Coast.
Well, the head coach at Wake Forest right now, Steve Forbes, is a 30-year friend of mine. And when he became the head coach at Northwest Florida State College, I'd never been to the Destin, Fort Walton Beach area down there at all. I'd heard about it. I grew up in Los Angeles. He said, hey, this is a great area. We've got a tremendous arena. So I went down there and looked around, and I agreed with everything he said. So we planned for about 2 years. And I think we've had about five of them. In 2019, we had what I thought was the best four-team tournament in college basketball. We had Florida State, BCU, Purdue, and Tennessee. Three of those teams made the Sweet 16. We sold the building out in 4 hours. Last year, it was canceled due to COVID, like many tournaments were. But again, I thought we had the best four-team tournament in college basketball. We had Florida, Illinois, who was a top 10 team all year. Oregon, who's been perennial in the top 10, top 15 for the last 5 years, and Iowa State, and we would have sold that out again. So we're trying to recapture some of the momentum we had after 2019, and we think we have a solid field, you know, this year, with, like you said, with LSU, Penn State, Oregon State, and Wake Forest.
Maury, you see a lot of guys come in and out, and the opportunities here with name, image, and likeness, and it was brought up a lot for football, but you've worked with the Pistons, had an opportunity to be around for a long time. Do you like the rule right now in college basketball that they have to spend 1 year, when a lot of these guys, we know it's not about the education, but they're doing it for a year so they can get to the NBA?
Personally, if you're asking, you know, Maury Hanks, you know, a guy that runs global sports, or just a guy that's been around college basketball since 1984, no, I wish it was like college baseball. I wish you could go out of high school, but if you went to college, you had to stay for 3 years. I think that would make college basketball better. I think ultimately it would make pro basketball better, because the players that go to the NBA would be more prepared to play.
Looking right now at the teams that will be in the tournament this year, you've got a squad in LSU, Wake Forest, Penn State, and Oregon State. And Oregon State had to win out in the Pac-12 just to get in, and they went on an amazing run with a coach that is really one of the better coaches in the game. But if you look right now at all four of these teams, who do you feel is the strongest coming into it?
You know, I don't really know, because I really haven't done much work, you know, early season, just been doing some other things. You know, LSU's always got very good players with Coach Will Wade there. They've done a good job in the SEC. I know Oregon State, his name was Ethan Thompson. He finally graduated. He was a four-year starter. Coach Forbes over at Wake Forest has got a whole new lineup in. I think he's only got three or four guys returning, and he's got some guys in the transfer portal that are very good. And Penn State has a new coach in Coach Shrewsbury, who'd been an NBA assistant and then worked with Matt Painter, you know, at Purdue. So I think the field's wide open this year. I think it's going to be very exciting. And, you know, that's why I hope the people in your area come down and, you know, watch some basketball on Thanksgiving weekend.
Well, we should. And on top of that, it's a quick, you get on the highway from here, Penn, you can get to get off 10 right there. They've done so much work in that Niceville area to get back down, taking the Midway Bridge and all. But for the people that don't know a lot about the tournament, the excitement around it, well, let's say, for instance, you want to go to the game, but your kid doesn't want to spend the entire Saturday out there. What kind of games and things and opportunities do you have for the families as well?
Well, we have a lot of things going on the concourse. It's another thing I was going to say. You know, tickets start at $15 for two basketball games, you know, high-level Division I college basketball game. It's cheaper than going to a movie these days. And we also have, if you know, the wife or the husband goes Christmas shopping after, you know, on Black Friday, we have games earlier in the day with four other teams, St. Francis in New York, North Carolina A&T, Samford, and McNeese State, that start at 11 and 1:30. Those guys, we don't sell tickets for those games. Those games are, you just walk in the door and experience college basketball, and we hope that you'll come back either later that night, you know, for the games we just talked about, or in the future year.
Well, Maury, it's going to be an exciting time down there. We're looking forward to continuing to push it. I'd like to have you on a few more times before we get to the date on November 26th and the 27th to talk about this tournament and get people involved and possibly do something with the fan bases in this area as well, because we got some alumni clubs for this for these teams. So if we can, like I said, we're up against the top of the hour, but we'd love to have you back on here soon.
No, that's very kind of you, and I can't thank you enough for having me on tonight. I know you got a lot going on with pro football and college football, but I appreciate your time, and I look forward to being on with you again soon.
Maury, really appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.